Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Nida Daf Samach Tes, Nida 69. Today's Daf Yomi, Rava raises the following objection to a point that the Gemara made. The Gemara had said that in a case, Hechida Amra Ra'isi, in a case where a woman said she saw a discharge, then Sagila, then it's going to suffice for her under those circumstances, Ibatesha Tfilos Ibachasa Straight Tfilos, through either 9 immersions or 11 immersions. But where she says Lo Ra'isi, where she says I didn't see anything, then the Gemara says she needs by a chamesh esrei tefillah. She needs 15 immersions. And Rava says this doesn't make sense, and he challenges it. And the Gemara ultimately amends the text of the statement that Rava thought he heard. But Rava's challenge, he doesn't just say it doesn't make sense. Rava says this reminds me of one of the laws that came out of the city of Sodom. What was the law? So Rava said, "Hai dina, d'lo dina dayane begalchi." This law, which is not a law, this reminds me of the people of the town called Galchi, which was one of the cities in the land of Sodom. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin tells a parallel story, and there it was actually taking place in the city of Sodom itself. So the city of Sodom, they made crazy laws, and this is one of their laws which was completely unfair. They said the Islay Torah, that if a person has one ox, then lirei chad yoma, then that person is required to graze all the animals of the city one day. That was his tax. However, delay slay Torah, but if a person has no ox at all, lirei trei yoma. So then the people of Sodom said, okay, then you're obligated to graze for 2 days. So this doesn't make any sense. If you have ox and you have to graze for 1 day, if you have none, why would you have to graze for 2? So then there was a case in Sodom where Isra'milu Yasma Bar Armalta, they had an orphan, the son of a widow. So the person is obviously very, very poor. And Yahweh Torei, and they said to him that he's responsible to watch the oxen for 2 days because he has no oxen. So they said, this is your responsibility. So what did he do? Azal. And he went, and Nachsinu, he went and he slaughtered these oxen. So Amar Lehu, and then the orphan, he was very clever. He said to them, the Islay Torah, which go chad mashka, whoever has an ox, let him take one of the skins. But the Islay Torah, which go trei mashka, but if you have no oxen, you get to take 2 skins. He put a clever twist on their law, meaning to say, you said if I have no sheep, I have to watch double the amount. So too, if I have no ox, I should get to take double the amount of their hides. Amrei, my hide de ka'amre. So the people of Sodom said, we don't get it. We don't understand. Why do you think you're entitled to two hides? And he said to them, Sof dina kitchilas dina. He said, well, the end of the law should be just like the beginning of the law. Just like at the beginning of the law, you said I have to watch for 2 days. So too, the end of the law, I should be able to watch for 2 days. And he says, "Ma, just like tchilas dina lav man delay slay adiv, just like the beginning of the law, the person who doesn't have anything, he gets more property to watch. He has more oxen, he has to watch. Sof dina nami man delay slay adiv. So too, at the end, the person who doesn't have anything, he should be able to get double the property. So that's the argument that the orphan made to the people of Sodom. So this, what was the logic behind the people of Sodom? How could they come up with this idea that if you know, they have to justify it, even though they're twisted and wicked and evil, they had to somehow justify why the person who has no ox is responsible to watch for double the amount of time of the person who has an ox. So the Yad Ramah, he tries to explain it that somebody who doesn't have any oxen at all, then such a person he's not busy with his work, and so therefore he's going to have more time than somebody who has a lot of property, and so therefore, since he has more time, he should give from his time to the community, and he should therefore have to graze the sheep in double the fashion from the other people. And and the Yad Ramah points out that this is actually just a terrible approach, because since somebody who has their own animal, when they graze it, they're able to graze multiple animals at the same time, and so therefore they're able to leverage their their efforts and to do more things. However, somebody who doesn't have any animal at all, they're not leveraging their efforts and raising more money. They're just completely giving their time to this other task. And so therefore, that's why the logic is completely backwards. And the similar argument was put forth by the Maharal. The Maharal says that somebody who has oxen certainly has fields for the oxen to graze in. And so therefore, this person is very rich. And so therefore, as a result of that, he doesn't have time to give to the community, to engage in communal activities. And so therefore, we have to be lenient upon such a person because he's so busy with all of his money, he doesn't have time to volunteer for the community. And so therefore, we only make him graze a sheep for one day. However, somebody who doesn't have even one ox, well, obviously such a person, he doesn't have a field to plow. And so therefore, what's this person doing all day? This person is just sitting around doing nothing. And so therefore, that's why all the judges in Sodom said, well, such a person should engage we should force him to engage in volunteer activity. And that's why that was the basis of their logic. And the Gemara is teaching us that this is what happens when you have too much money, that the love for money corrupts such a person and twists them into distorting the laws and making white black and black white. And that's the problem, that you're able to use the law to prove such a distort and corrupt approach. And that was what we saw from the city of Sodom.